Foxtrot. W4DF. Responding to a comment that was made a few minutes ago by this new amateur. He said he'd been on about a month. But don't give up, buddy. Don't give up. I've just finished 63 years. 63. How about that? So keep the faith, and then you'll be able to answer for it before you know it. W4DF, Whiskey 4, Delta Foxtrot, now clear. DF, Whiskey 4, Delta Foxtrot, listening 6-1.
4DF, KB4CB8, name here is David. Good afternoon.
Good. Nice to run into you. I believe this is probably our initial contact. I'm not very active. I do a lot of listening, but I'm aware that you like tennis. Is that so?
It's a game that I love to hate, I tell you. it just depends on what day of the week. Yeah, I play a lot of tennis. Sometimes I'm good at it. And sometimes I'm not. It's really funny because sometimes I can just be playing along. I'll have the guy, you know, 3-0, and then it's like a switch gets flipped, and I can't serve the ball. I hit the ball in the net, or I hit it out, and it's just like everything just goes crazy wrong. And it's like you're just standing there, like, what happened? I mean, the last 3 games were fantastic.
My match total over 77 years is 0-0. I don't think anyone else will probably top that.
Then you played a lot of tennis, huh?
I may have said that wrong. I played it. My wife and I started to learn in the 70s, and we were so bad that we would only play at night with the lights off. How about that? So I've never really played a real game, but we got so bad, we just decided to stop.
Because with golf, I continue to play tennis, but it's been probably 10 years ago or more. I had a buddy of mine, and we're both the same height, same age. We even look alike. That's kind of scary. But anyway, I should go ahead and say that because I know that Rusty or somebody else is going to come in with a smart comment. And but anyway, he let me borrow his old clubs. He got a new set, and so they, you know, were perfect for me. And we went to Rolling Green, and back then you could do use a pull cart and play Rolling Green 18 holes for $16. So it was really a deal. And I played all that summer, and the longer I played, the worse I got. Started off pretty good, actually, and it just got worse and worse and worse, and people were, you know, new to the game, were giving me pointers and all, and oh, Lord have mercy. So anyway, finally, about the end of the summer, I said, guys, I'm done, you know, I'm just going to stick to tennis, and that's something I can do and improve on, and not get real frustrated out. But I tell you, golf was just unreal.
Delta Foxtrot. Well, I can certainly relate to that, Dave. I have 3 sons and an 18-year-old grandson that are very, very good at golf. They play it how often they can. But my oldest son, he lives next to a golf course, so he just has to walk out his door and down the hill a little bit, and he can play. But I just never took to it. I guess my problem has always been that I get diverted. I get diverted on what I'm doing, meaning that I was a treasure hunter, metal detector for a long, long time. Found a lot of Found a lot of relics and treasure and money and stuff. Even found gold at Ocean Lakes down there on the coast. And very few people ever find gold. They find a lot of other stuff. But anyway, I thought I was pretty good at metal detecting. And then back up here, I'd go every Saturday morning, I'd get up and take my metal detector out and go to playgrounds for children where they would drop their money as they came down the slide, and I'd go find it. Well, I went out one Saturday morning. I came back with a very unusual. What all I found that day were softballs.
That's rather interesting. I didn't know a metal detector would pick up a softball.
Oh no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. I couldn't find any treasure. So I just walked around. It was at a ballpark here in Bowling Springs. A recreation park here in Bowling Springs, and a lot of softball games were played there. So I guess they lost a lot of them, and I started finding them. I'm not sure how I started, but I came home with about four or five softballs. Of course, I was a laughing stock of my children at the time.
It'd be 4CBA. Sorry you caught me with a mouthful of chicken there. Eating a little Bojangles while I'm driving here. I used a metal detector, and what I was looking for was a wire that I accidentally cut that went to my irrigation system, and I never did find it. I knew about where I cut it, and I thought it was an old TV, like an old Charter communication cable, you know, for the television or something. And, because it was round. And, so I cut it at the house, and then I started pulling it up out of the ground, and it got to where it wouldn't come up. So I just cut it off flush with the ground. And so I knew the general area where I cut it off, but I just couldn't. I started digging, I couldn't find it. I'd find things with a metal detector, and doggone, it'd be a old can, somebody, a soda can that somebody had thrown out, or, this thing would pick up stuff like PCV pipe, which is what I was looking for, really, but with these wires connected, it had to be some metal, and of course the wires are metal, but, or copper, so, but I never did find it, what I was looking for, but I found a lot of other things in the ground right there, and it was kind of interesting because it's amazing what's right under your lawn there, and you never did know it.
That is very true. I think I doubled with you a little bit there, Dave. I'm running one of these bow things, and there are two buttons on the side, and sometimes when I'm talking, I push the wrong button. I don't transmit, but the light comes on or something like that. So sometimes I think I'm talking on the repeater when I'm not. But the metal detectors today, I've had several brands, and the metal detectors today, they can discriminate from the different metals. They can tell you if it's a nickel, a quarter, a dime, gold, and I'm just amazed at that.
AP4CBA. Well, that is amazing. The one I borrowed was an older one. I mean, it worked good, but you know, you could tell by looking at it, it wasn't the latest thing off the assembly line. But anywho, we had the. They did a real sorry job tapping into the main source of our water coming off the meter, and they use this real thin 1-inch pipe, and the one piece they used, I mean, they spliced it in several places. I think they were just trying to get rid of some excess pipe, little pieces or something. It was really weird. And then, of course, they had to wire off and go to the irrigation system, which, you know, they can use any kind of pipe they want to there, but they were using this on the main line coming into the house. 1-inch pipe, and it was real thin. You could almost see through it, and it developed a leak, and so, and then, let me let the repeater drop out here. And then, a few weeks ago, we noticed that the water bill had gone up a lot, so went out there and took the lid off the meter, and it was full of water, so I said, okay, that's what was wrong the last time, and I fixed a leak there, because the meter for the, or the cutoff for the sprinkler system is just beyond the meter, between the meter and the house, and anyway, we just called Dipple. They came out and they put a new line in this. They don't even use PCV anymore. It's a blue, some kind of plastic or some kind of material, but they said it's stronger than PCV and lasts longer. And it was leaking right at the meter, but it was on my side of the meter, of course. So I had to pay for it. Merry Christmas to me. It wasn't cheap.
Sometimes, Dave. I really do. My first metal detector was from Radio Shack. Excuse me. I paid $39 for it. 39 big ones. And took it to the ocean, down to the beach at Ocean Lakes. And I use that to find my gold ring. It was a size 12 man's ring. 14 karat gold. And I think I've been talking to myself. Well, Dave, I need to go. I'm standing out on the front porch, and when I stand up for a long period of time, I get dizzy. And sometimes I fall. So I'm getting a little unsure of myself right now. So I'm going to go in and just continue to listen, but I certainly have enjoyed meeting you and talking to you and hearing about your hobbies and so forth, Dave. You have a good one. I'll say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family. So with that, this is W4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DL. I'll be clear with you, Dave, 73.
4DFKB, 4CBA. Will you, we don't want you to fall, so get inside. And you have a Merry Christmas. It's good to meet up with you on 2 Meters FM. Don't be a listener. Get on there and key that thing up and talk when you can. 73 is KB, 4CBA.
Well, I live in a restricted area where I can't have a any type of outside antenna, and I always have. I had a tower and beams here and a beams there and all. But now I'm not able to, so I can only talk when I'm outside of the house, so that makes it kind of difficult. But I do a lot of listening. So you have a good day, good week, good weekend, and I guess I need to get off here because I'm losing feeling in my finger. I can't tell if I'm pushing the right button, Dave. 73, I'll certainly catch you later. Bye-bye.
Need to talk some more because I live in an HOA and I have an HF antenna and a 2-meter antenna in stealth mode, so we need to talk about that. But anyway, 73 is KB4CBA.
Antenna's up there in the attic.
But I got mine in the trees and I can't even find it.
He's putting them up. I was laughing like crazy on this end.
Yeah, thank you for that tip. I just dropped this valve thing on the concrete, so I certainly need to do something. But I've got a case of these valve things, so when I drop one, I just trash can it, fire up another one. 73 guys, thank you so much for your comments.
Well, this this is KB4 CBA. I've arrived, so I'm going to clear off the channel, off the frequency here. Anyway, anybody listening still? if you're listening, be careful out there. Going to Clemson or going to that ball game, wherever it is. I assume it's at Clemson. Merry Christmas to all. KB4 CBA clear.